here going through all of these things. And as I was away here for a few days, I see the Democrats doing what Democrats do, which is try to add things to these ridiculous bills they've got going through anyway. Trillions of dollars here, trillions of dollars. They're trying to ram it all through. And as if that's not enough, they also want to make sure that they can get amnesty for folks. Christian Walensky, the Numbers USA Deputy Director, joining me now. Chris, good to have you back. Chris, how are you? All right. Chris, are you there now?
I can hear you now, yes.
There we go. Good to have you. Got to blow the dust out of the thing once in a while. It's okay. So, Democrats now try to add amnesty to reconciliation. I'd say I'm surprised, but I'm not. I'd say I'm shocked, but I'm not. Disgusted, yes, but shocked, no. First of all, they're trying to push through multi-trillion dollar bills that really are way over the top to begin with. And then this, I hope that they can't put this through. I hope that the parliamentarian can say, no, you can't do that. Now, they might try to do it anyway. The rules don't apply to them. Maybe you've noticed that as well. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, certainly we don't see how the parliamentarian will approve this. Again, when you anything that's added to the budget reconciliation process, it's supposed to be germane to the budget. So the Democrats are going to try to argue that granting an amnesty to about 5 or 6 million people, they're talking about DACA eligible illegal aliens, those that have received temporary protected status, farm workers, and other quote unquote essential workers. You know, they're going to argue that these people contribute to the economy and therefore they are germane to the budget. But ultimately, it's the Senate parliamentarian's call. We actually hope to keep it out of the bill before then. Maybe one of the moderate Democrat senators will step up and say, no, I think this is just a step too far. But so far, nobody's done that. So we may just have to rely on the parliamentarian.
You know, you've got Senator Kelly, Mark Kelly of Arizona, who's back up for re-election next year because he only got a 2-year stand when he was won his election in 2020, but it was just for the remainder of a term, right, for John McCain's term.
Right.
And we know what's going on the border, so maybe he would be a senator who would say, maybe this isn't a good idea. But if he doesn't, Mark Kelly already has some very serious challengers in the state of Arizona saying, we're going to come after that seat. Others that might be in a position to do something live too far away. I don't know that Joe Manchin would do anything about this. Anybody you think might step up there in that gap?
Yeah, I mean, Kyrsten Sinema, Mark Kelly's colleague from Arizona, she's a possibility. She's the one who, even though Manchin's been the most outspoken moderate in the Senate on the Democratic side, Sinema has been pretty moderate as well, and has maybe not been so public about it, but she said stuff behind the scenes. So she's somebody, another person to consider. And you're right. I think you make a good point about the geographical distance. So this person would be almost the furthest away you could be. And that would be Maggie Hassan out of New Hampshire. She's
also
up for re-election next year.
Yeah, because she's in trouble. She's in trouble in her race with Chris Sununu, when we know that because the governor, last time I looked, was up like 4 or 5 points on her. And as you look around the country, you know, honestly, a little side trip here for a second, but you look at New Hampshire, you look at Georgia, you look at Arizona, these are all places the Republicans stand a 50-50 shot or better of picking a seat up in the United States Senate, and that has got to have Lucky Chucky a little bit worried, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. One of our concerns, though, from the political standpoint, not just the policy standpoint, is that, you know, we're hearing the Democrats might just be willing to give up their majority to get through this. If the Senate parliamentarian allows them to pass the entire Biden agenda through this budget reconciliation process, then they say, you know what, it's worth losing our majorities in Congress if we can get that through. So that's one of the things that we're concerned about. But, you know, maybe one of these senators will step up, and if not, then hopefully the Senate parliamentarian says, you know what, opening up the floodgate like this is going to create a really, really bad precedence for budget reconciliation.
Let me ask you something, Chris. Christian Walensky, Numbers USA Deputy Director. Let me ask you this. Let's say what you just laid out actually comes to pass, that they're willing to sacrifice their majorities to pass through this whole radical agenda. $10 trillion spent this year, I believe, if it was all added up, the $6 trillion budget, the $1.9 American Rescue Plan, the infrastructure, this and that. It's $10 or $12 trillion. I mean, it's so far beyond, it's hard to conceive of. And then amnesty on top of that. And I guess my question would be, if that happens, I think the Democrats get thrown out of the House, the Senate, and the White House in 2024. I think it's almost a certainty. But can you reverse the damage done? Can you undo amnesty? You can say, you know, amnesty was given, it's being retracted. Can that be done?
Yeah, that's the problem with our issue. A lot of the other items, agenda items that they're talking about putting in the budget reconciliation can be reversed. And again, once the Senate parliamentarian opens up that Pandora's box, Republicans can undo everything and then change it. But amnesty is permanent. That's one thing they're not going to be able to change. Those 6 million, roughly 6 million illegal aliens, they're going to have their green cards. You can't take those green cards away from them once they get them. Unless they break the law.
Unless they create a felony.
Right.
And so I guess that puts everybody in a very difficult position. Now, having said that, most Americans believe that many of these illegals should have a path to citizenship, not amnesty, but a path to make themselves citizens if they follow a legal process, just like the legal immigrants do in this country every year. Is there any correction that can be made, or amnesty is just amnesty, boom, and they're citizens right there? Or are they not citizens, green card holders and not citizens? What would they qualify as?
Democrats are pretty adamant about making sure that they put them on a path to citizenship. So they're going to get some sort of, they're going to have some sort of a provisional status. We don't know how long that will be. On the King of Eight bill, I believe the provisional status that they gave them was 5 years. And then as long as they, you know, passed the background check and stayed good, you know, good members of the community and all that stuff, then they could transition from the provisional green card to an actual green card. They would eventually be, they could receive U.S. citizenship about somewhere around 10 to 13 years after the bill passed. So they would probably do something similar to that. But part of the reason why they had provisional status in the Gang of Eight bill was because there were some triggers that had to happen in the first 5 years pertaining to border security and E-Verify. We know those are not going to be in the budget reconciliation bill. There will be no immigration enforcement included, since they don't have any Republicans on board.
Well, no, I mean, we've learned now the Biden administration paid $2 billion to companies not to build the wall. That's genius use of taxpayer money. Anyway, I've got to leave it there. And if you hadn't heard that before, as a listener, be shocked, because, yes, the Biden administration paid at least $2 billion for people not to build the wall. That's what you're dealing with. Chris, greatly appreciate you being here as always.
Thanks so much.
All right. Have a great day. Christian Malinsky, Numbers USA. And how shocking is it that instead of building the wall that had been contracted, the money had been set aside, the companies were paid anyway not to build the wall? This is your administration. This is your White House. This is who we are now. Quick break. We'll be right back. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Did you know that your vehicle's so-called factory rust-free warranty may be void just because you live in Michigan? Here at Linex of Lansing, we use a custom-tailored process to fight Michigan's unique type of corrosion, which is caused by the calcium and magnesium chloride used to pre-treat the roads before a winter storm. These chemicals are 10 times more corrosive than salt, making the potential for rust damage that much worse on your vehicle. At Linex of Lansing, the painstakingly thorough process that we use is also used to protect many state highway trucks that actually apply the corrosive calcium and magnesium chloride to the roads. Plus, we carry a lifetime warranty on qualifying vehicles. And remember, we're not just bed liners and truck accessories. We are your complete underbody protection specialist. So do it right the first time. Protect your vehicle with Linex of Lansing. Visit linexoflansing.com or call Linex of Lansing at 517-394-1222. Linex of Lansing. 517-394-1222.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next. And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.